The event, which featured professors, scholars, and academicians from Nigeria, Panama, and the UK, was aimed at stressing the need for governments to properly train their workforce in order to achieve progress in a competitive world. The Director General of National Space Research and Development Agency, Professor Seydou Mohammed, who was the chairman of the occasion, said investment in human capital development was paying off as the agency was working closely with the military authorities to develop the country's satellites. Professor Mohammed was represented at the occasion by Dr. Charles Oshegu.
We have successfully launched satellites. One of them was built by Nigerian scientists, engineers in UK, and is still orbiting space and producing very credible pictures for the usages of Nigerian military and other teams. We will continue to strive hard until we achieve the goal of launching a Nigerian-based satellite from our soil here.
One of the experts, Dr. Nino Thompson, urged the federal government to provide avenue for its workers to acquire professional training, as the progress of a nation is determined by the quality of its workforce. Dr. Thompson, who is of the Federal University of Technology, Akure, gave the advice while delivering the graduation lecture entitled A Nation Without Strong Intellectual Fabric.
That Nigeria is not working, that Nigeria is not moving forward, is the total summation of our skills of the workforce.
Another academician, Aisha Dahosa, who also stressed the need for professional training, blamed the economic crisis around the world on the lack of adequate qualification and experience by the workforce.
Professional-based executive education programs and customized programs in particular that encourages the working class to combine skill and knowledge acquisition on the job is very fundamental.
In his submission, the Registrar, Institute of Credit Administration, Professor Chris Onalo, said every nation would need competent professionals to manage its credit profile, which he described as the economic lifeblood of any nation.
The use of credit was becoming an important part of any economy. This statement underscores the fact that nations of the world must endeavor to establish effective specialist tertiary institutions to provide faculty for credit management learning as a component of total corporate governance learning.
Over 100 professionals were inducted as fellows, members, and associates of the Institute of Credit Administration. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.